The clinics in Milwaukee, Madison, and Appleton have indefinitely suspended abortions using medication that can only be administered by doctor. Surgical abortions will continue. The law taking effect today requires patients to make three separate visits to the same doctor after inducing abortion by pill. It also requires doctors to take specific steps to ensure the woman's not being coerced. Planned Parenthood's Nicole Safar notes that major medical groups oppose the law.
This is basically politicians in the state government compelling a woman to have a surgical procedure as opposed to a medication option that might be more appropriate for her.
The Wisconsin Medical Society's Tim Barthelow is concerned the law may open the door to other future restrictions in which elected officials tell doctors how to practice medicine.
I don't know where it stops is my issue.
Last month, the Wisconsin Medical Society wrote to Governor Walker asking him to veto the bill. The letter described the legislation as unprecedented burden on physicians while also interfering with the doctor-patient relationship.
We really want to make sure that when the patients come to their doctor, that that physician is unconflicted by other things. They're not being pressured as a physician to answer to somebody else, but instead to that specific patient's needs.
The bill's sponsors did not return calls for comment. Under the law, doctors can face felony charges for not adhering to the additional abortion requirements. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.